Call a meeting order. We'll say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You don't have to sit that far away. No cooties. I just pushed it out of my way.
You don't have a cold?
I don't. It's all gone now.
Can I have the roll call, please?
Mine is too. Gone.
Here.
Yep.
Here.
Present.
Morning.
Missing. We will move on to the public comment period. Anybody wish to speak at this time from the public? Hearing none, seeing none, I'll move on to supervisors' comments. I do have a prepared statement.
Anything good?
Yeah, don't.
I'd like to welcome all parish residents to the new year. I'm hoping for another year of continued growth for the town of Parish. And I want all counselors to know that I am readily available. I want them to please come and see me if they have any questions or would like to see any paperwork concerning town finances. I also want to remind the counselors once again that I have a resource area where printed seminars are kept. If you would like information on a town topic, I may just have that information. Since our last meeting, I attended another monthly NYAOT Supervisors Roundtable. These are always filled with over 40 supervisors that discuss many issues concerning their towns. Our bookkeeper, Tasia, continues to work hard learning her new position, and I appreciate her hard work. I know that she will continue to grow as she is a very determined employee. Snow has fallen at a higher rate than in previous years, and I want to thank Nate and his entire workforce for their continued work on keeping our roads cleared of the mountains of snow. Our court clerk, Sheila Dagger, took a fall down the back stairs this week, and I wish her a speedy recovery from her injuries. And finally, I have to say, go Bills.
Yes.
That ends my comments. Any counselor comments?
Where are they going?
Yep.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Any counselors have anything to
say? Go Bills.
Oh, that's it? Okay. All good then.
Yes. Hi, Paul. Welcome back.
That works. Paul was not at our last meeting. Heidi, I believe, was here. So we will continue moving forward. If nobody else has anything to say, we need to approve the minutes from 12/19/24, which is a regular meeting, and the 1/2/25 organizational meeting, which were in your mailboxes. Can I have a motion to approve both minutes? Sorry. Robin and Mr. Houghton. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. Okay. That's where you're going. All right. Department reports. The assessor is not present this evening. The CEO, ZEO, did give me a prepared report. It is a yearly report, so I might as well just read it out for everybody. 49 building permits and zoning permits. He did 5 fire inspections in 24. He had 102 property maintenance violations, 23 and 24. 62 property maintenance violations corrected, 23 and 24 as written. 24 property maintenance violations are open in 2024. 47 closed building permits for 23 and 24, and 28 open permits still for 24. For the year 2024 in the building code department, I've been busy with the 2023 building permits and 24 building permits with doing inspections and closing out permits. Started compiling all the information that is needed to file our 1203 reports with New York State. I've registered for my in-service training for March in Lake Placid. I will be conducting fire inspections throughout the rest of the winter months and will continue to do permit inspections and close out permits. I've been working with Williamson Law, updating the program and properties. So he's got renovations 4, sheds 5, additions 8, mobile homes 1, roofing 3, pools 2, accessory structure 7, others are 3, 4 decks, 2 HVAC, 2 solar projects, 2 demolitions, 5 new homes, and 1 septic repair for 2024. Total permit fees for 2024 is $12,151.30. Total zoning fees for 2024 is $2,161. And the project total for the year, $1,865,995 is what all the projects equaled. That was given by Will Hamacher, our CEO. Any questions?
None.
Concerns? Please see Will if you do. Okay. Fire company, the chief is here. Go ahead, chief.
All right. Number, three structure, 17 EMS, two motor vehicles, two engines, three engines, one service call. Total calls for 132, company on 2226, mileage 8859, mileage 183. Each lane required one standby, five times to the scene. Each lane given, two times standby, twice to the scene. Total each lane calls is four for 2 hours, 45 minutes, mileage 1207, mileage 13. Pacing is three and substantial once. Total calls a month, 36. Company hours 2511, man hours 101.06, mileage 196. Training hours for a month, or for the, yeah, for the month four, man hours 44 hours, mileage is two. And this one here is my year end report.
Yes.
My year of 2024, 17 structures, three vehicle fires, four vegetation fires, 200 EMS, 4 rescues, 25 motor vehicle accidents, and so on. Total calls for the year 354. Company hours 209 hours 35 minutes. Man hours 1,038.41. Mileage 2,104 miles. Usually required standby 15 times, scene 35. Usually given 4 times standby, 40 to the scene. Total mutual aid calls is 44. Company hours, 34 hours, 43 minutes. Man hours, 205 hours and 12 minutes. Mileage, 348. 22 to Hastings, 12 to Mexico, 1 to West Amboy, 1 Williamstown, or West Monroe, 3 Altmar, 2 Plaskai, 1 Williamstown, 1 Burton for the dive. Sandy Creek, 1 for the dive, and Constantia once. Total calls for the month for the year is 398. Company hours 244.18, man hours 1,243.53, mileage 2,488 miles. Training hours for the year is 81 hours 30 minutes, man hours 1,288 hours 30 minutes, mileage 130. Call volume by the day, time goes 6 hour increments there. And then by the month, information there. And our total calls for 2016, you see what our averages are. We do that twice on this one. I don't know if I did it twice on you guys or not. Information there. Real quick, I would like to thank Nate and his crew for last night. Was able to our fill site administrator cleaned out and redirect Mexico to the right location for our fill site. And then brought the sand down, kept Mill Street sanded, and we squeezed them down through the fire scene once. They put pretty thick sand down, so it lasted quite a long time.
Good.
So, and I had called you at the end to scrape and
sand,
so I'd like to thank you guys for that. What teamwork does, we work good together. We just need to keep that good working relationship going.
Absolutely.
Any other questions?
Help the trees.
Did you want to bring up your list of members?
It's up to you, Ken, if you want. You guys are the ones got to approve them
all. They all got them all here, right? Yeah. Everybody got one?
Yep.
Let's just, if I can have a motion to accept all the members.
I move to accept all the members.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Fantastic. Motion carries just like that. And I also want to thank the chief for coming in every month. And the question always comes as to why the chief is here.
I missed 1 month.
Yeah, well, somebody's here most of the months. And it just goes to show our taxpayers where their taxpayer money is going and what they actually do, other than seeing them, you know, go down the road every now and then. It's mm-hmm. good to know the calls and where they've been, and our taxpayers should know that for the amount of money they spend. So thank you very much again.
You're welcome back. Glad you're doing better. Getting there.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I got a work detail down the firehouse, wash trucks and hose.
That's why you're supposed to sit here and tell them you were in a meeting.
Come on. Teamwork.
They're second in charge somewhere down there, I'm sure.
He's down there.
He's over my sun visor. I grabbed my truck too.
You can tell him.
Kevin told me he wanted to be last on the agenda.
Yeah.
Chief.
I'm still collecting on that
side. Oh, is that what you're doing? All right. We'll continue on then. Like I said, the dog control officer was not here. The highway is here.
Why don't you guys put Kevin in front of me so he doesn't have to sit down here?
Because we
can do that.
Do you?
Would you like me to put him ahead of you?
Yeah, you could put Kevin ahead of me.
Kevin, would you like to go first?
Sure. I got short reports anyway.
Yeah, so. His report. He's quick.
Yeah.
Not normally.
Well, of course, at the end of the year, it gets a little bit longer, but.
It's all fun and games.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, if you can on that end, pass one up towards Kelly.
Throw it over here.
Okay, it being that time of year again, it's tax collection season. Ta-da. So, and first question, did you find that one first weekly payment that I
gave you? Yes, thank you very much. It was in my mailbox and it was deposited yesterday.
Perfect. Then we'll be on my next statement. Perfect. Okay, so we're actually collecting. I think it's the second week. So basically, okay, the original warrant is $2,749,367.63. That breaks down into town's share of $1,382,880, county share of $1,366,566.83. Oh, there's a long abstract that goes with it. It shows how it all broken down, but I'm not going to bore you guys.
Thank you.
So there were no adjustments as of yet to the warrant. Therefore, we're in the process of taking in payments. So we've got some $7,107.36 of first installments. We've got $947.21 of second installments. $394,050.86 of full payments. Penalties are not out there yet, nor are late notices. Those penalties will kick in February 1st, but it's not postmarked before. If it is not postmarked on or before January 31st, then the penalties will kick in. But I can deal with that in the computer. So late notices, they don't go out till March, and it's $2 of notice again. So okay, therefore, so far total collections $402,105.43, which means taxes outstanding yet are $2,347,262.20. And this year I have 1,420 bills. Last year was 1,415 bills. So
still an interesting number.
Yep.
Five more.
Yes.
The town is growing.
Probably because there was some subdivisions, I'm guessing subdivisions, maybe. Yeah, site plan, maybe some site plan stuff kicked in. I don't know about Maravito's kicking in, but that's what I'm dealing with so far.
Thank you.
Any questions for Kevin? You're not seeing none. We will move forward. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
You want Paul Baxter to go ahead of you too there?
Sure.
Nate? No, go ahead, Nate.
We've been doing snow removal. So that's what's taking up our time when we're not plowing. We're out there with the loader pushing banks back. Everything caves in and it gets to the point where your wing doesn't no longer throw snow up over the bank and it just rolls back in the road. So we push banks back, make some more room. I have a quote from Allegiance Truck for another new dump truck. If you guys remember, those 13s were bought the same year. Those 13s cost us $22,000 a piece last year. Moving forward, we ordered one truck to It doesn't replace the 13. It replaces the 04, but it moves the 13 into a category where it is a spare truck instead of out there every single day. I'd like to give you this and move forward and replace the other 13 this year. So I gave us a year apart, whereas, you know, back in 2014, they didn't do us any favors by buying two trucks at once, because replacement for them is tough. You can't do them both at once. So I'm trying to spread them out a year. And again, the lead time is 2.5 years. And I would suggest that we order a truck this year, because the cost of a truck this year is $305,338.50. Last year it was $285,000. Allegiant also has a program right now. I didn't make copies of all these, but I can give you guys whatever you need. Allegiant has a program right now where when the truck actually drops off the assembly line and heads to Viking to be set up to be a plow truck, if you pay the $175,920 for that truck at that time, you get $5,000 off it, so it'd only be $170,000. So it's a way of saving, making this $300,000 instead of $305,000. Then you would pay the balance when the truck is delivered.
And how long after is the truck delivered?
It's a year. Once the truck is made, produced, drops off the assembly line, and heads to Viking, you've got a year. You've got 10 months to 12 months before you'll see it here.
So from the day we order it to the day we're driving it is
2.5 years.
Okay. That's what I thought I understood. But I
wasn't yeah. Sure.
Currently, our numbers are over 300,000, I believe. I don't have it with me.
379 without closing last year. So 379 in the equipment line. This year we budgeted 75 to go in directly into that.
Into the reserve line. Account.
So you're talking 400 and some that'll be in there. Bill's truck, just because I'm placing drivers with truck. The truck we ordered last year was 285, so that'll take away from that. But you won't see that for another year and a half. So we've still got time to keep putting into that fund. I believe, Jim and I'm sure you understand as well that we'll be able to pay cash for this truck the way we're planning. By the time
right. That's what I was just here. Thinking out loud. And so we got two more years of saving approximately 75 in our budget. That makes it 150.
Right. And we're already 100,000 over. So that makes it 250. So we're close enough where we're going to have that $300,000 and it's going to be a cash purchase.
And if there's no other items in your 10-year, like I said, I don't have your 10-year plan, but if there's no other items in your plan for that year, where we're going to spend just this year, we also have $80,000 right. for your, you right. know, a pickup truck.
I believe you're going to find there is a piece of equipment in there. I think the year I gave 2 years off because we had to plan for a major purchase to replace the grade all. Cause at some point in time, you're going to have to replace the grade all. And that's not a cheap piece of equipment, but we can also buy used for the grade all. It's not a piece of equipment that gets used every single day.
Right.
And we are pretty meticulous about the one we have. If it has a leak, John is chasing leak right on it. He doesn't let the leak set. So we take care of it. It's going to need to have a little bit of work done to it this year because the arm has got a hesitation in it. And there's a valve up inside there that we're going to have replaced. But it's nothing major right now. And that's like 8 years from now. I think I had 8 or 9 years from now. I had that on the replacement.
Okay. Is it going to hurt us if we wait a month to order that truck?
No, this quote is good for 60 days.
Okay. So what I would just like to do is just look, and have people think about ordering the truck. Now, you know, I don't know if we want to order it right tonight or we want to wait, you know, until next month. And just, you know, make sure, you know, let's look at things. And I know we're probably going to order one, but I don't want to just sit down and
I didn't.
What are we eating? Okay, what God lost, you lost me. What are we looking at? What are we?
Another truck for 300,000 is the rough estimate.
Right.
305.
Right, I know that. But you said instead of ordering it, they're putting the 175 down or getting it started tonight, waiting a month.
Well, I can confirm that the reserve accounts are correct. I'd like to fully look at it.
Get the numbers. If it's 60 days.
And you're more than welcome to do that, but I need you to understand that the truck's got to be replaced, whether you get a loan for it or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it is 2.5 years down the road. You can do whatever you want, though.
Good point.
If you want to wait a month, you can wait a month. Unfortunately, those two trucks were the worst of the
purchase we've ever had. Right. The 13s were terrible.
Yeah, that was ever produced. No. And unfortunately, we have two of them.
Right. And whether we borrow the money, if we have to borrow the money in 2 years,
right,
we have 2 years to figure that out. We'll try to save as much as we can.
Right. As it stands now, you would, if we didn't put any more money in the reserve fund, the way that I looked at it with the 379 and then the 75, you'd have to come up with another $140,000. So if you had to borrow $140,000 towards the truck, that would be something.
Are these 24s?
They'll be whatever year they come in.
This one will be a 26.
Okay.
Yeah, because if we order it now, it won't be produced until 26.
Oh, I see. All right.
So it'll be a 26 International HX with the 15-liter Cummins.
Cummins, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Good
and
deal there.
We desperately need them because those 13s, like you said, are bad. And I get your point now, whereas if we have to borrow in 2.5 years, we'll borrow. And,
right.
You know, we got time to look at it a little more closer, but we do need a truck.
Well, that's a good deal. It's a
Cummins. Any comments?
Well, the numbers you threw out there, we ought to have enough money now, right?
Well,
we've got the truck that we ordered last year that we're going to be taking that. We've got 379 right now, but when that new truck comes, 280 of it's going to get taken away.
Okay, and we're going to pay for that. You've got to build up your account.
So then we have to build up the reserve again.
So we'd have about 100 left in there. We're putting 75 in this year. That'd be 175. Plus we have year end this year, which whatever's left over, we'll put in there.
Right. The only other thing that I wanted to do with any fund balance left over from this year was to think about taking $50,000 or so and put it onto the loan. Remember, we have the loan on the first truck that we got 2 years ago, I believe. Now it's been
making
two or
a
one.
Balloon payment on
that. Making a $50,000 payment on that because that loan when I took over was for 15 years. The life of that truck is not 15 years. No. So if we get it down to its useful life of that loan, I think we'll be better off.
You definitely want to get that loan under 8 years. Well, 8 years or below.
Right.
So you definitely, if we can afford to make the balloon payment on that, we need to make the balloon payment on that because 8 years is going to be the expectancy on the road every single day. 2 years after that, it should be a spare truck.
Right.
And two to three.
And we don't want to be paying that for that forever, you know. I mean, it's great right now because the interest rate was so low. But we got to, you know, I don't want to handcuff previous, you know, administrations down the road with a
future
with a payment. Yeah, exactly. So I want to get this done.
But again, it's up to you guys. If you want to wait a month, you can wait a month.
No, with your point, I understand we probably should just order it. We're going to need it anyways.
Mm-hmm. And that is a county. Is a county bid, so we don't need any other quote. It'll unify our fleet. You know, it'll be the same. The three new trucks that we'll have will be all the same truck, just different years. And they'll have all the same plow equipment on it. So right now on my shelf, I have Henderson nose gear and Viking nose gear. We're phasing out the Hendersons and going with Viking, so I won't have to stock Henderson nose gear. So when the nose gear goes, I don't have to, you know, right now we have to have one of each. Otherwise, I got to run all the way to Viking or to Henderson.
Right.
Which Henderson's not so bad. It's only Watertown, but Viking, that's a haul.
Yeah.
That's a day trip if you got to go to Viking and get a nose cone for it.
I've gone up there to do truck inspections.
Up
there and it's up in no man's land.
Yeah.
Okay, with that in mind, does somebody want to make a motion to do that?
I'll move.
What What are you going to do?
Make a motion to order a new truck.
You're going to order it now.
Sure.
Okay.
Gary made the motion to put an order in for a whatever year it is. What kind of truck?
26 International HX.
With a Cummins.
520, yep.
Nice.
Okay, can I have a second on that?
A second. And that's subject to what you find monetarily?
No, because if we have to take out a loan, we'll have to take out a loan. We need that equipment. I mean, that well, those 13s. The budget. What's that?
Just to increase the budget.
Next year's budget.
It'd be the following year, and it'd be 2.5 years down the road when it
comes. Jim, you and I can,
it comes.
We got 2.5 years. You and I can look at that. That was a suggestion. My 10-year replacement right. was a suggestion. If we've got something on there next year that technically doesn't have to be replaced,
we can take that money.
We can take that money and roll well. It in.
Correct. Correct.
Because that 10-year replacement was not a cut in stone absolute need.
To right. Do. No. No. It was a guesstimate. Right. I mean, and that's those 10-year plans always move and can change.
Right.
At any time, but we do need another plow truck. I mean, absolutely. Those 13s are the worst things in the world.
Yep.
And we're going to need to replace it sooner than later.
Luckily, you're skipping over the 20s and stuff.
Yeah.
We're having some issues with those. So, big time.
We have a motion on the floor, and we have a second. All aye. Those in favor?
Yep.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. Place your order, Nate. Okay. While you're speaking, I'm just going to move you up on the agenda.
Okay.
This proposed highway wing position wording, it's on our under new business, but we're going to take care of it now while Nate is still here. And we ran into a discussion about junior and senior wing operators, and I could find nothing written about it. I had heard that they in the past they had to have a 1 year here in Parrish to be moved up to senior wing, and me and Nate sat down and we discussed it. And Nate, tell us your thoughts on junior senior wings.
I'll take, for example, the second shift wing guy that I just was able to land. He was a wingman for 3 years for Orwell. That was about 5 years ago. Left Orwell, been working a regular job. Now he's looking for another winter job. So he has three. I talked to the supervisor of Orwell at our supervisor's meeting, and he's like, oh, yeah, he rode with me. He's a good wingman. So I offered him the 1750 as a senior wing operator because I don't have to hold his hand for anything.
Right.
He just got in a truck and went because he knows exactly what he's doing.
And so with that in mind, I typed this up today, I believe, or it was yesterday. And that's the proposed wing wording. And I just gave it to Nate as well. Nate, are you okay with everything written?
Yeah, this looks what's perfect. What's
the pay differential?
A dollar more between junior and senior wing. It's from $17.50 to what, $18.50 now?
No, it's $16.50
to
$17.50.
All right, I'm good.
So this just, and I know Doug has been in that position. I don't know how did you differentiate in the past between junior and senior wing?
Never did.
You never did. So that happened somewhere in the line.
What you could
get. Right. And basically, I've been lucky enough, I think there's only one part-timer that I'm talking to right now, and one other one that I hired, I think, I haven't hired yet, that have never done it before. So they're not the type of person I'm going to bring in at 3 a.m. when it's pitch black and snowing like crazy and put them in a truck for the first time. But the other ones that have done it.
OJT.
Yeah.
On the job training. Yes. So if everybody's okay with this wording, like I said, at least now we will have it written somewhere, the differences between the two. And people in the future can look at this and now we know the difference. So can I have a motion to accept this proposed highway wing position wording?
Second.
Robin and Doug, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same motion carries. Kelly, did I give you a copy of that? Great.
That's perfect.
That's good. And I think it covered everything, Nate, you know, so.
Yeah.
I tried to cover.
Yeah, and verifiable is good.
Right.
To word verifiable. I mean, I interviewed a guy that was a highway superintendent downstate.
And he's like, what's the pay? And I'm looking at him going, well, the pay is $17.50 because, I mean, he was a highway superintendent, so I figured he had some wing experience. And he said $17.50. Now, thanks. And he walked away. So
it's a tough position, and we'll have to, like I said, we've upped it over the years.
Yeah.
You guys are
doing good as far as I'm concerned. I've been able to fill them all,
which is good then.
Right. So you can't say that we're not, you don't necessarily have to toss money at something. You just have to be willing to talk to everybody and be, you know,
right. And push. We did, like I said, we brought it up. I think when I started, it was 13 or 14. So right. If we have to look at it again in the future, just let us know and we'll consider, you know.
Yep. As long as I can keep filling the positions, right. I think we're doing good.
We're having trouble. All the towns are. Like I said, every time I have one of those roundtable meetings, they're having problems keeping people and getting them. So,
how's the roof doing and stuff?
Now we're going to have to shovel the garage, the part where the office and the break room and the bathroom is.
Where it drifts over?
Well, what's happened is it slid down and hit the other building and froze there.
Oh.
So we're going to have to get up there probably and shovel that off. Get some of that off there, or at least break it so it can drop down in between.
Yeah, rain and snow Saturday, so it's going to get heavy.
Right, that's what I mean. So.
And how's the new boiler?
I'm going to tell you what, the garage has never been so nice. We can work in there in our t-shirts. Everything melts off overnight. It's perfect in the garage. We've never had heat in a garage like that. Beautiful. So it's working great.
Good. A lot of bright light too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the lights were fixed.
Yeah.
The heater was fixed.
Yep. Brock had to come back once because we blew a fuse to the circulator pump out in the garage. It was like last year. You go in there, it's 45 in the garage. And I'm like, why is it so cold in here? Turn the heat up. And we went in and checked, and the circulator pump had stopped working, but it was a fuse in the control panel. So he replaced the fuse and he ordered more fuses. He said if it happens again, he'll start chasing things down and figure out why it's happening. But it hasn't happened. It's been a week since he was there.
Cool. That's good. Any other questions for Nate? Fantastic. Thank you very much, Nate.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. We'll move on to Paul Baxter.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to be rude, Paul, but I can check the roads.
Have a good night.
You too.
That's another reason I'm glad that he went before I did, so he can get back out and doing it.
Well, that's why as long as he's going, let's get him out of here.
Yeah, that's good. You should have Heidi's report. Everybody who has an email should have gotten one of these reports. Heidi turned off a couple more of them for me. I gave one of them to Kelly and Bob, and here's a couple more here for you to take a look at. But you should have an email about getting them up and you didn't left out your IO, and we'll get
these were under my items of interest, the December recap and the monthly bulletin.
Yeah. A couple of high points I'll mention on here. We are currently taking registrations for the local government conference, which is a half-day session optional on Monday, the 31st of March, and the full-day session will be Tuesday, April 1st, once again at Turning Stone. As I talked to Jim about, before the beginning of the meeting, the town needs to get the form in by the 28th, so if you want to get your registrations into the town so they can send them out as a group before that. Jim set up the timetable on that. Appreciate that.
Okay.
One thing I'll mention to you that I don't know if we've mentioned enough in the past. We've been to the local government conference, and of course, we look for you to indicate what session you're going to attend. And that's so we can match the crowd to the size of the facility. So the bigger, more popular sessions go in bigger spaces. But what this does is that just for our planning purposes, if you attend one of these sessions and you watch it for a while and it isn't what you expected, feel free to get up and go out to another session. Don't waste your time just sitting through that, to be polite. Our speakers expect that.
That's good to know.
And it makes more sense for you to go to another session that fits your needs better, because I know myself, there's typically two or three things I'd like to see at the same time. And there's no sense you sitting through a session that you're not that isn't on target for you. It doesn't have to be because there's anything wrong with the session, but it's just not a good fit for what you were expecting. So feel free to move to a different session. Indicating your preference here doesn't lock you into anything. We don't check at the door to make sure that you signed up for that.
Right, one. Excellent.
So yeah, just wanted to mention that to you. Something else I wanted to mention, let's see, local government efficiency grants, another round of those is out. DEC is changing some of the laws having to do with forest taxes. One big thing I wanted to mention is, oh, and I've got an extra copy of this here. And if anybody needs a copy of that there, you can have that. I've brought extra copies, so I'd be happy to leave with as many as you need. I'd be happy to leave one for Kelly. And they're also available on the Tug Hill website.
Online.
I'll get one from you when you leave.
Yeah.
Or when I leave.
Yeah. You got one? I'll grab one for you. That way, neither one of us forgets it. Kelly, you want an extra one to have a spare on hand? Sure. Yeah, make sure you have enough of those. They won't be any good for me on April 2nd. Another thing I wanted to mention is that you may have seen the cards in the past. We passed out the quick reference cards that tells you about things like open meetings and advertising requirements and so on. We did some brainstorming and we came up with some additional topics that we thought would make good quick references. And we have a new set of quick reference cards to distribute to you. And in addition to the ones we have in the past, we're covering things like quorums, abstentions and recusals, motions and resolutions, public meetings and public hearings, town and village site plan reviews and special application checklists and county review criteria, and permissive and mandatory referendums. So I've got a bunch of those for you to get you started. If you need more, don't.
I've been waiting for these.
Yeah, don't hesitate to let Heidi or I know that you need more, and we'll make sure you get more. Mm-hmm. You got a bunch of them printed up because they've been very popular in the past. And yes. I think the new ones we added will be good additions to the line. So,
how many of each are in here now?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
Heidi made that up. So, however many Heidi sent for me to deliver to you is what you got.
I'll get them out to everybody.
But like I said, we can drop off more. And as a matter of fact, next thing I was going to mention is we've got the Salmon Rivers meeting coming up on the 22nd, which is a Wednesday at 2 p.m. in Albion and Altmar Municipal Building. You're all welcome to attend that. And if you identify before that needing more of them, let us know and we'll just deliver them to you then.
Yeah, I'll take a count and see who really needs them and pass them to whomever it applies to.
Let Heidi and I know how many more you need and we'll make sure you get taken care of.
Okay.
That'd be a good opportunity to get them to you. And I think that's all I have for you for tonight.
Any questions for Paul Baxter? Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will move on then. As you can see, according to our agenda, we have no old business that I could think about talking about. So is there any off the floor?
Go for it, Gary.
Nothing I could think of. We already took care of the parks manager thing and all that stuff.
Right. So. Yeah. Okay, then we'll move on to new business then. Just wanted to let you know that the planning board vacancy, as we discussed at our organizational meeting, has been advertised. We are looking for them. The letter of intent is what we're looking for, is to go to Kelly. But it has been advertised. We will continue to advertise it till we stated at our last meeting, which I think was in February at some point, before our meeting, so we could have them all in and vote the alternate in at that time. All right, we will move on that. The Tug Hill Conference reply that Paul just talked about, please get it to Kelly. Your agenda is incorrect. After speaking with Paul, we found another little piece by February 13th of 25. Get it to Kelly if you plan on going. And Kelly will figure out who else needs to know that, then we'll send them an email or something. Okay. ...2025 at 6:30. And now I need a motion to adjourn, please.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Third.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Can I note that this is like the third time in a row that you've done a calendar and put dates and years on things, and they've been correct?
Well, I've been double, triple checking them, because when I go to print them, sometimes it picks up the wrong issue. As I get in, I start doing it, and I think I save it. And then when I go to print it, it looks good on the screen, but it prints the other one.
Thank you.
Oh,
that I was working on in between. Like, I get a phone call or have to run.
Yep, take care.
Like, oh, what a mess. Hey, that, Bob, thanks.
Yep.
We'll see you in a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going home.
I told you I'd get you out of here in time. Thank you very much. It's all good.
I kind of miss the days we were here stuck until 10:30.
You said that out loud, didn't you?
Quite your time.
Now I'm gonna make your dreams come true next month.
Yeah.
You asked for it.
Is that a promise?